Hey, how's everybody doing? It's Chris, Shamrock Automobile. Today you're talking about the prices for my area. I'm getting $275 for cars. It's getting tough out here. Question is, what is everybody doing to adapt and change to the market? Are you paying for cars? Are you not paying for cars? Are you paying for metal? Are you charging to remove metal in cars? Are you trying to sell parts? I mean, that's kind of the key right now, is we just have to all adapt to what we're doing and make things a little bit better for ourselves, you know, with these price drops. Instead of taking, you know, $3 in metal, are you selling your parts to somebody? Or, you know, what's everybody doing to adapt to keep going? I know a lot of us has been through price changes and things like that throughout the years. And just seeing what's everybody doing. Are you just hoarding metal if you can? Or are you just selling it as is and figure money is money? Or, you know, what are you doing to try to adapt and change to the current market? I've been trying to sell parts and try to sell cars as they come in. I've got a tire guy that buys my tires, and all my cores I'm selling. Find a good core buyer that's paying good money for them. That's the key, is just find somebody you can trust and that's willing to pay, you know, a fair price. Everybody's got to make money in this market. You just got to find somebody that's willing to pay a fair price for it. As in with anything you find, you know, washers and dryers, are you selling to local appliance stores for parts, or are you fixing them yourself? I just like to hear some feedback and see what everybody's doing and how they're adapting to this market. I'm still going strong with buying cars and trying to pay money. It's getting hard though. You know, I try to offer fair prices to people, because, you know, if you try to charge, they're like, no way. But you just got to get your customers to understand that the market's changing, and if you're honest with them, they'll go with it. You may have some that may not like it, but, you know, if they've got a problem and you've got the solution and you present the solution to them in a manner that they'll understand and get them to accept it, then I think it's a win-win situation for everyone. That's the hardest part, is just finding customers and, you know, and people to really understand. I mean, that's the key to this business, is a constant influx, you know. Rather it be scrap metal or cars, batteries, rotors, whatever it may be that you're into, you just got to be able to adapt to the changing markets and try to grow and become stronger while everybody else is failing. You know, time to come out on top and take advantage of these times. You know, price of gas is low, so it's not so bad. This makes things a little bit easier. I just like to hear some feedback of what you guys are doing and how you're changing to this market.